Greetings, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. My name is Shelley, and I am your host for this podcast. Thanks for joining us. This interview with Chris Cattagio is an impromptu pop-up interview that we decided to do for the Facebook group, Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. And we have seen in the group a lot of women who are struggling through this time in particular here in the States and all over the world, really, with this coronavirus, on top of the issues that come or that we think about after 50. So Chris and I spend some time talking about different ways that you can use your downtime, whether it's during this coronavirus or any other time in your life, to begin to think of ways to redesign. Think outside the box, make some significant changes. I always love talking to Chris. She's just a really, really wonderful woman with lots of insight. You can find her information down in the show notes. Before I get started with the episode with Chris, I want to remind you, we have a YouTube channel, Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned, and a new membership site, womenover50aliveredesigned.com. There's a free trial period. Come on over, join us, and see what we're all about. We got a lot of good stuff going on in there. All right, peeps, on to my episode with Chris.
She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast, Shelley Dryman.
So, hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. You hanging in there?
Hanging in, yeah. Yeah, I mean, fortunately, where I am in South Florida, the weather is gorgeous, which is a great positive. So it's hard to be cranky when you look outside and see the sun.
Well, we are 49 and raining. So, ooh, yeah.
Come on down. Do you want me to move, the... the camera so you can see outside. Believe it or not, there are golfers out there today.
Yeah. You and I were chatting a little bit before we tried to get the live stream to work, just about the craziness in the world. And I just with, you know, individual things we're doing and the work we're doing and stuff like that. But I do know in the group, a lot of women, first of all, even before this coronavirus was, you know, really asking questions about redesigning, and perhaps they didn't ask it in that way of how do I redesign my life, but they were putting out questions and thoughts that you could really tell that they were struggling with what to do next. And I just feel it's even more important now because I think we're just seeing the beginnings of, I don't like to call them lockdowns, but you know what I mean, beginnings of people having to stay home more. And I really wanted to have this conversation with the group and with you, Chris, because you've always got such great ideas and you articulate them so well on how we can spend this time, you know, figuring out, redesigning, what's our next step, how we can use this time wisely, basically. Mm-hmm. So right. I had a few thoughts, but before we get started, I want my guest, Chris, to introduce herself to everybody.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm Christine Cattagio. I'm a life transition expert and a midlife redesign mentor. And this is what I do with my clients all the time. I help them get through their transitions and redesign, find their new purpose and passion in life. And that's really, as we talk, I'll talk more about that. But that's really what I like to remind people, and this is the perfect opportunity, is to find your passion. It leads you where you need to go.
Yeah, and I think finding your passion is a really a good way to go, but some people really struggle with that. I put out in the group yesterday, I put out in the group, Chris and I both have our coffee. Cheers, Chris. I put out in the group yesterday an episode I did several months back called Finding Your Passion and Your Purpose, because I had been listening to a podcast a few years back, and the guest on the podcast said when people over 50 talk about their passion and purpose, she always has this image of, you know, a bunch of men and women in a room bumping into each other saying, oh, excuse me, I've lost my purpose. Have you seen it? You know, so we're all just sort of struggling to find that. And we all know the reasons why, you know, we talk about that all the time, decades of just not being who you are and on and on and on. So that really got me thinking about the ladies in the group and finding the passion and purpose. And one of the things that I'm going to speak to, and then I'll let you chime in, Chris, is that I have found since I turned 50 that finding my passion and my purpose is, for me, is really about finding the things and then doing the things. You know, for I have done so much since I turned 50. I made a list and I couldn't believe how much I had done. And I'm not going to go through all those here, but I have done things that I never thought I would do, like write copy for an RV website developer. You know, people sell RVs, there's a website for them. I wrote copy for it. I mean, who in a million years would think as a social worker that I would write copy for an RV website? But I do like to write, so it was a way to hone some skills. I've been an event coordinator for a small bed and breakfast. I've been a barista. I've been a wine server. You know, I've just done these things that I've had the opportunity to do. But the reason I'm saying this, Chris, is that I have found through doing these things, regardless of how small they are, even just being a barista for a few months, I have been able to see what I really enjoy and what I don't enjoy. Because if you'd asked me 10 years ago, do you think you'd like to be a barista in a coffee shop? I'd be like, hell no. Why would I want to do that? You know? But you learned a lot of skills. You know, you hone a lot of skills in different things. So the point I'm trying to make here, my long-winded way, is that I believe you can spend, I really think you need to spend some time going inward, looking at, you know, like you talk about your core values. What are those? What are your strengths? What are your skills to help you figure out the next step? But then you also have to try things.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And actually, one of the things that when I first start with my clients, one of the things I get them to think about is, what did you like to do when you were a child? Because most often those things are the things that are in our soul that are calling us, you know, and there again, having that conversation about how we bury things because of, you know, cultural norms or responsibilities, family responsibilities, or whatever the case may be. But if you like to play an instrument, or if you like to paint, or whatever it was you like to do as a child, start developing that and working from there, because that those are the brain isn't totally engaged yet. I don't think I had enough coffee. Those are really guideposts. They're really guideposts as to the things that your soul is calling you to do. So when you can start there and see, just like you said, start trying the different things and see what feels good. You know, I'm working on a new project that I actually intended to launch next month. And it's a little bit different than what I've been doing, still including some of what I'm doing, but a little bit different. And I got really excited about it. And everyone I talked to about it said, wow, you are so enthusiastic about this. And I said, because I can see in doing this, it incorporates everything that I've ever done. You know, it has a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's all the things that I love doing that I haven't been able to figure out how to monetize or how to bring to life. And all of a sudden, this project was a big aha, and I said, wow, this is everything that I have always done and been excited about, and it brings in all my talents. Because I was going through a bit of a spell myself where I was like, what am I really good at? You know, what's the right fit? I'm going through this time of, you know, being a little unsettled. You know, this doesn't quite feel aligned. This doesn't quite feel right. And so I've been doing a lot of the work on myself to try and find that space. And so I realized that finding something that incorporates all the things that I love doing really is what's getting me juiced. It's really getting me excited. And so now, obviously, I have to make some changes because of what's happening. I have to adjust the sales, but you know what? That's life. And as a life transition expert, that's a big part of what I talk to people about, is you have to be flexible. You have to be open to change. I mean, if you are resistant, even to everything that's going on, it's going to be that much harder to get through it. So we really need to be more flexible and open. And I always say, look at what's showing up in your life, because a lot of times things may not seem like something we want to or think is a fit. And so we kind of poo-poo it and don't try it. This is the time to try it all. Try it all. And if it doesn't fit, try something else. But adjust the sails. Be flexible to what's showing up in your life.
I'm writing down because I have all these thoughts while you're talking. I used to hate that question. What'd you like as a child? What'd you do as a child? I used to hate that question just because of the situation I grew up in. But I was reading Marianne Cantwell's second edition of Free Range Human. And the way she asked the question, it just clicked for me. So it allowed me to think outside of the box with that question. So I just started writing some thoughts, and I was a free range kid. Like, we ran wild. Like, we ran in the forest. We went down to the creek. We took off on our bikes. You know, this was like 1969, whatever. Back in the day, back in '06, as my kids like to say. But so I started thinking about being a free range kid, and not so much of what I did, but the feelings that gave me. And that's really when I decided that I wanted to be a free range human and do more stuff on my own time. And then I started looking at my skills and my strengths and things like that. Right. I really like what you said about what is showing up. Because one of the things that Steve and I are doing, and this may lead to something, it may not, who knows, but we have a lot of food in our pantry. Like, we have a lot of canned goods. We have a lot of beans, you know, uncooked beans. We have like cans of applesauce. We just have gel. I mean, we just like have this hodgepodge of stuff, you know? So I told him, I said, you know, we don't need to buy groceries. What we need to do is figure out what to do with stuff in our pantry. So we're going to start becoming creative with our cooking. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know, you look at this time that you're in, and if you have a small neighborhood, you know, start a Facebook group on community things that are going on in the time of coronavirus. I mean, you know, start a little blog. You don't have to like get a fancy website or anything like that. Just start writing, you know, just start doing videos. You don't have to be fancy. You know, in fact, I'm doing a podcast now called You Don't Need a Fancy Worksheet. So, you know, you don't need the fancy stuff. But I think this is really the time to look at some of the things that are going on in your life and start being creative and thinking outside the box. And it may lead to something big, or it may just be something you do over the next couple of months and you find, oh my gosh, I really like to ride. I'm really good at this, you know?
And you know, it's interesting that you said that, because I was having that conversation with someone yesterday after I came back from the food store. And I said, well, they didn't have everything I'm used to getting. So I had to think creatively.
Yeah.
So, and all of a sudden, just like you said, I'm coming up with all these things that are, you know, oh, gee, well, I could do that and get some peppers and onions. And all of a sudden I have a fajita, and, you know, like just, like you said, thinking out of the box. And when I do the vision workshops, I always tell my clients, kick the box to the curb. There is no box. When, you know, we are so used to, we grew up with, you know, color in the lines. That doesn't work anymore.
That's why we're so messed up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because we, you know, so many of us, and I would venture to say most of us from our generation are very rigid. I see it with, I hate to say this out loud, in the dating scene, you can see at this age how rigid people are, and you know, so unwilling to change because I've always done it this way. I've always done it this way. Well, you know, the stock answer is, well, how's that working for you? You know, so, So you need to really venture out and be open. You know, there's so many possibilities. It's, you know, silly thing. I always put my sneakers on and, you know, when I go walking and whatever, and yesterday I was doing some things and I just decided to go for a walk with my regular shoes on. And I'm like, okay, this is a nature walk. This isn't a power walk. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, we just need to be, what is our soul calling us to do? Because I don't think most of us take the time to really listen to what our body and our soul is calling us to do. We've been, you know, in these chaotic lifestyles that we're just in, you know, on autopilot. And this is really our opportunity to get out of autopilot and look around. What's different? What have we not noticed? And whether it be in our home, with our families, whether it be in our business, you know, let's look at things differently. This is our opportunity to really hone in on the things that are right in front of us that we've been ignoring.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And another thing I was thinking about too when you were saying that is that I think that technology is even going to be more important now. And I tell you what, I love technology. I've just become like, when I started doing things like with the RV websites and different things like that, and really started learning how to use some of the technology things that are going on. Because, you know, we came from the days of rotary phones and party lines, you know,
right.
And now look at us. I mean, who would have thought, you know, when we were 10 that we'd be doing this kind of stuff. So I also, in terms of what you were saying, is that we need to start embracing technology and quit saying I'm afraid of.
Right.
Or, yeah. I don't know how to. I didn't know how to use Zoom, but I got on the Google and I learned to use Zoom. I didn't know how to podcast, but I got on the Google and I learned to podcast, you know? Yeah. So we have so much information available to us that's going to help you also get out of that comfort zone and extend, get out of that box and really start to think
creatively.
Thank you. And you know, when we're starting to think about the things that we can do to redesign. So,
yeah. And you actually said something that when you were talking about social media and the technology, and I think for so many of us, when we're on information overload. So yeah. When you were saying about, you know, keeping it simple. We need to learn to trust our instincts and trust our gut. You know, if something grabs our attention or like piques our curiosity, that's what we need to be focusing on. Yeah. But there's so much on social media and we always feel like, ooh, let me look at this program. Oh, what is she teaching? Maybe I need to learn that, or maybe I need to do this. And
well, that's what started my whole rant about you don't need a fancy worksheet, because I almost bought a fancy worksheet. I'm like, you don't need this. You don't need this, you know?
No.
So
exactly.
I've done that. Yeah.
And you know, and I think that holds a lot of us back, is that we feel like, you know, that we have this perfectionism thing that kind of keeps us, because we see all these fancy websites and whatever, and we're like, ooh, mine's not good enough. You know, like you said, get on the lives, do the lives, you know, do some email marketing, pick up the phone. You know, the woman that is the founder of the nonprofit I'm a member of is 84 years old. And she always says it. She says, you know, we're going to have to do things the old fashioned way and pick up the phone and talk to people. And you know what? Yeah, hello. It worked before.
Yeah. You know, in my day job, that's what I do. I'm always on the phone, or, you know, was out meeting people, definitely. Yeah, when I really started about this, thinking about this Women Over 50 Alike redesign and what I was going to do with it, I followed the experts' advice You know, get on every social media, have a pretty website, although I didn't do a pretty website. My website's janky. I don't care. You know, it has my podcast on there. It has some information about me. That's all you need, you know.
Yeah.
It's not pretty at all, and I don't care. But then I just sort of felt like Facebook was a good fit for what I was trying to start to do. So you don't have to be everywhere. You don't have to get the fancy worksheet. You don't have to buy a website to do anything that you want to do. And you don't even have to go electronic. I mean, you know, there's other ways that you can further down the road when we can out to seeing each other again. You know, there's mm-hmm. things that you can do that you don't have to do necessarily with technology.
Yeah. And I think this is, you know, a huge opportunity. And you know, it's there again, it's, you know, are you a glass half full or, you know, half empty kind of person? But I think, yes, we're all fearful of what the outcome is going to be. We're all worried about our finances and everything else. But truth be told, I think if we can be open to the gift, we're really being given a gift, or being a given a gift of time, or being given a gift of the opportunity to go within, to rethink. I started yesterday doing some spring cleaning, started pulling out my Easter stuff because we don't know if we're going to get to see or celebrate Easter, but I'm like, well, it's still Easter here, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is our time to kind of reevaluate. Mm-hmm. We really need to reevaluate what's important, what our priorities are, and in, you know, in a strange way, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. It's a time when it all first started, I kept saying, this is a cleansing. This is a cleansing. And, you know, being a spiritual person, I'm like, okay, you know, God said, nobody's listening. I need to get their attention.
Yeah.
So
Steve,
depends on how you look at it.
I'm not a religious person, but I, Steve and I've had that conversation. I'm like, Mother Nature, she's telling us, mm-hmm. she's like, I've had it with you people.
Yep.
We're gonna get back to equilibrium. You know, I really had a big worry fest last night. I'm typically not a worrying person, and I didn't sleep at all. But I worry about my kids. I may lose my job because I work at a not for profit, and we just can't bring the money in now. And who knows when we can? And if we get back to work, no one's gonna have any money. You know, like, people are really struggling. Things are gonna change. So I let myself worry, and now I'm done. I'm done worrying about it. And I see this as an opportunity to say to myself, okay, Shelley, from chaos comes change. Nothing changes much if you're just, you know, in your day-to-day comfort zone, which I love. Trust me, people, I love my day-to-day comfort. It's nice. But, you know, now is the time to really, for myself personally, when after I had my worry fest last night, it's like, okay, you may lose your job. What are you going to do now? Mm-hmm. Let's move forward. Think about all these things that you've been doing over the years, all these things that you have in place right now. What can you do to move forward? So that's basically where I am. And I know it's really hard for some people. I know people are struggling. But I agree with Chris. This is really a time to be still, to think about reevaluating. But first, you have got to decide, like, create some self-awareness, spend some time with yourself inside your head and your heart and your mind, and really think about where you want to go and some of the things that you want to do. Start there before you, like, jump in and be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to start a podcast or whatever. You know, I would really like to see, Steve put together a cookbook in the time of Corona using just fruit cocktail and chili seasoning.
It could be very good.
Exactly. You know, a man.
You never know.
But anyway, so in all seriousness, I just think this is a good opportunity, and I wanted to come on and speak with you about some of the things women can do. Do you have any other sage advice for us, Chris?
Oh gosh. Well, when I do the redesign process, you know, you've probably seen my banner. It's reawaken, refine, and redesign. And the reawaken is a lot of what we talked about as far as you know, what your passion and purpose is, and that's the inner work. The refinement is really figuring out what is not working in your life and what needs to change. And so there again, this is a excellent great opportunity to do that. But, you know, when you can focus on what needs to change, you're really allowing the prospects of where you need to go, what direction. And you know, I'm all about vision. And so really having a vision for what it is you want for your life and being able to see that and get clear on that, that defines your action steps. So that's a big place to go. And that's where the redesign actually is after you've done all the work, yeah, now you can put the steps in place to move towards that redesign. And it's baby steps. It doesn't happen all at once. I've seen some of the ladies in the group, you know, they're talking about changes they made, but none of them were done immediately. Mm-hmm. So we really need to be patient with ourselves. We really need to be kind to ourselves. Practice the self-care. I gave myself a facial this morning, which I haven't done in forever. And I said, you know, we really need to take that time to nourish our heart, nourish our soul, and really just be loving and kind, because we're all going through this together, and yes, we're all dealing with a lot of emotions. And so let's all just calm down and remember that we will get through this. We'll get through it. We've been through so much more in our lifetimes, we'll get through this too.
Yeah, and I think that is an excellent, excellent note to end on. Mm-hmm. So if you are listening to this in the Facebook group and you have questions or comments, please tag either Chris or myself, and we will pop back on and be sure to answer your questions or anything like that. So, hey, Chris, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. Stay
Talk
well.
To you later.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.